Matthew Lloyd's top seven for Kia's Sorento, drive car of the year.
Rightio, who's going to win the flag? This is the big ranking coming from Matthew Lloyd. In seventh position, Lloydie?
In seventh position, the West Coast Eagles. I think even though they're two games clear of eighth,
yep,
they're still a fair way off the rest.
So they're in seventh position.
They're in seventh position. In sixth, I've got Port Adelaide. Even though they're fourth on the ladder, I think Port Adelaide are my sixth ranked.
Okay, agree with that.
A lot of players underdone, and I still don't like their defence. In fifth position, I've got the Brisbane Lions. I think that even though they're sitting in fifth at the moment, but you're not playing great football at the moment. In fourth spot, I've got Melbourne. So over a six-week period.
Three wins, one draw.
I like that Brown's in the team, but he's not scoring that often. Tom McDonald has scored 3-0, 1-0, 3-1-1 in his last 6 weeks. So,
not enough.
I feel they have hard workers, but there's no real star factor in that forward group that I think is going to hurt them. I know you need a team to do it, but getting them to that point could hurt.
Ask you the question I asked Gary Lyon on the couch about 4 weeks ago. Should they put their best forward from the middle into the forward line?
Petrarca.
Well, they may have to be bold, Jared. But I wouldn't say permanently. Dusty Martin does it at the right times. And it could be something like that, Jared, that he may say, okay, we've gone from first to second, now we're third. We're sliding a little bit here. What do I have to do?
Okay, so Melbourne are in fourth, Lloydie.
The Swans.
Wow.
Have jumped to three for me.
Swans who are sixth on the ladder, percentage of 118.
Buddy's out for a week.
Buddy's out for a week. I still think they can take care of the Bombers with how they're going. I think their back line is uncompromising. Their forward line pressure is relentless. They've got a midfield that has experience, youth, and they have a forward line that if Papley doesn't get you, Franklin will get you. Haywood can get you. Heaney can get you. So I think they're just getting better and better.
Okay, so the Swans are in third. In the top two?
Yeah, I have the Bulldogs in second spot. Tim English in the ruck. Probably what tips them down to number two. But apart from that, they're going well. But obviously, Alex Keith, Gardner goes out. I think the Cats have a deep squad, healthy, with Duncan a few others to come back. And they are my number one side. And they've been there to the well. Haven't got there. I think the hunger to go one step better.
Cats for the flag.
Jared, you don't have to give me your top seven, but a quick 10-second analysis. Where would you be different than Lloydie?
Probably have Melbourne up one.
Yep.
Other than that, and the Swans down one. Other than that, as usual, he nailed it.
So you've got the Cats top as well, above the Dogs?
Right now I have, yeah.
Okay. Cats winning the flag. What's on couch tonight, quickly?
Quickly, we'll probably have a look at the Demons' woes.
And?
Carlton might just get a mention.
Okay, maybe just once. And the Classifieds on Nine later on. See you tomorrow.